I remember one time I was, I have a student who travels with me sometimes when she can, and she plays the guitar and she sings. Yeah, you can just give in four different places or something. And I was going to Bhante Sujata's place. I was going to Bhante Sujata's place, and with Groundhog Day, he bought that church, and it's now a Buddhist temple. And usually when I'm coming, that gives him a minute to get away, right? But this time he saw me coming with a guitar case. He's like, what's she going to do with that? And he didn't leave that day. He stayed, you know, and he said, I told him, like, this is Dharma chanting, Western style. And so he just sat in the back, all the monks sat in the back across the back row to see what would happen. And he sat there and he looked at his sangha. Next thing I knew, they had a band. And it was just so wonderful, you know, but it was it was so wonderful to witness the mind that wasn't so fixed and attached, you know. And that's how we have to be, not so fixed and attached. We didn't have enough. We do. Oh, good, good, good. So some of you are my age or so, and after we meditate, we're gonna sing a Dhamma song together. It didn't start out that way, but I need one too to wear. Thank you.
You don't need me.
Well, I need you to.
She always calls me up here.
Okay, and then just cue it up. I don't. Will it stay cued? Will it stay cued while we meditate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because I want to meditate first. So she couldn't come with me, so I brought a song. The thing is, I wanted you to do the second one that she sent me, but I left my phone. So I want to do, let me think. Okay, so I guess you could just be ready for either one of them.
I'll be ready for the article. That's the one we have the words for.
No, is that right? Oh, okay. Well, you see, I printed it out again for you last night, and I put both songs on the same thing. Okay, so then we'll definitely do this one. See? So that's how wisdom just figures everything out. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to, you know. So a lot of times when we're meditating, okay, so we sat in the dark, and then we have the lights on to meditate. Okay, so we can take them down. Mm-hmm. No sleeping. And actually, I'd like for us to do something a little bit different, you know. Because we usually, you know, he said for you to go to the root of a tree, you know, and sit. It could have just said, go to a tree, you know, but the root of a tree. You know, because it has the root, it has the trunk, it has the branches, and the branches sway and blow in the wind, but there's something so stable and steady about the root. So finding our stability. And when you think about a tree, not a little spindly bush, but strong, firm, deep, deep roots, tapping deep. And just those kinds of words give us a sense of a strength, of a capacity, of a sense that one can accomplish. One can do this, must do this by oneself. Not relying on another, and drawing in and arousing all of the energy that it takes to apply effort. Effort at what? Effort at our laboring to enter into a certain kind of rest. For many of us, it's difficult to enter into rest. It does take effort. It takes a confidence in the teacher. Shakyamuni and all of our many wonderful spiritual guides. It takes confidence in the Dhamma itself. And it takes confidence and trust in the Sangha. So when we sit, that's the first thing we come into remembrance of. Our taking refuge in the Buddha, the awakened mind, in the Dhamma, and just the truth of things, and in the Sangha, those who walk this out. And we have to reflect upon whether we are really living that, and to see where we may have fallen short in our confidence, in the goodness in each other, in the strength of our unity, in our capacity to be relevant in the world. Now willingness, because it takes willingness. We only do what we will to do. And then he said, before we can even go into any kind of meditation, we have to set the ground right, the ground of being. He told his son Rahula, let your meditation be like the earth, the air, the water, the space, the fire, so that you can spit in the wind. You can throw debris on the earth. You can throw garbage in the water. He said, but these elements are not offended. They are not humiliated. They're not disgusted. Let your meditation be like this. So we make a commitment that we're sitting for these few moments in any ought I have against anybody. I let that go for this time that I'm sitting. I can always pick it up when I finish. But for this time, I let it go. Those hurtful words that were spoken, I just let them be for right now. That feeling of insecurity, at this very moment, I am safe. I let that go right now. The bill that's due on Monday and I don't have the money for it, that's Monday. Today is Friday. Who knows what might happen between now and Monday? Sufficient of my issues for today. Just coming back to this present moment and agreeing, being willing to set aside all interests. All anxieties, all fears, all disgust, all craving for the world, and just be right here, right now. Mind responding to body, body responding to mind. Bringing all of our focus and attention inward into the laboratory of experience. And thinking about the preciousness of human life. How precious it is to be born as a human, to have this great opportunity to reach for relief from the rounds of rebirth. Relief from samsara. And having a great appreciation and respect for every person, known and unknown, that supports me and benefits me in life. So many people that I never even come in contact with. And yet they are the ones responsible for my very happiness, the ones who made the clothes I buy and wear, the car I drive, the pavement that I walk on, the house that I live in. Oh, it could go on forever, never once considering how many people are responsible for creating my happiness. In a single day, they could not all even fit in this building. The ones who plant and grow the food that I eat and who transport it. I'm just beginning to feel a sense of gratitude that I'm connected in a much, much larger way than I realize. And I'm indebted in a much greater way than I realized. And I appreciate now in a much greater way than I had. Now contemplate, may all beings be happy. And I am a being too, right? So that includes me. May I and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. All beings, the ones that I feel deserve it, and the ones that I feel don't. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. Just uttering that great wish produces some fertile ground for me. There may be somebody who's not wishing my happiness. But I wish all beings happiness and the causes of happiness. Else how shall they have happiness? Except they produce the causes. May I and all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And really putting forth energy and effort towards these thoughts, towards sweetening the mind. We use thought in the beginning until all hearts and minds are clear. May I and all living beings never be separated. from our happiness. Just sweetening the mind in this way, training it, inclining it towards loving kindness. That was loving being kind. That's what that is. With a heart of humility, laying down my own arrogance and conceit, esteeming others more highly than myself. Practicing in this way. Fostering a deeper appreciation. For others. And we should stay with this until it is really firm and fervent, this platform that we are establishing of loving being kind. You can't go any further until that is firm and established. If something comes up in the mind, that some action, some thought, some inappropriate words, we acknowledge them and we let them go right now. This is purifying the mind. This is called cultivating the good heart. And it's real, not just saying some words. So one reflects on their own day and what needs to be straightened out. Get that straightened out. And when that's done, the heart is lifted and one moves on. And compassion rises up then. Compassion for others, a deep sense of awareness of others, their life, their struggles, their obstacles, their pains, their joys, but a deep awareness of others. And there's some connection with them, thinking they are just like me. Yeah. have our good days and we have our not so good days. We say things we regret. We find ourselves in circumstances due to ignorance. But every single one of us could use some mercy now. And offering that as a practice. It's easy to love those that love you. It's not so easy to love people who don't love you. But we put forth the effort to not hold aught against anybody, anywhere. And we find that we can let it go. Oh, it may come back, but each time we find that we can let it go. We just put it down. We work at seeing it a different way. We look for an opportunity to offer restitution . Well, sometimes we accept that a person maybe doesn't have to go away mad, but they do have to go away. And we can just allow that without any animosity. But maybe perhaps with regret that we didn't do our best, and we will try harder next time. And in this way we forgive ourselves and we forgive others. And all of this is training the mind so that the mind can be free, can be untethered. And in this process, we experience a release and a relief in the physical body and also in the mind. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. Altruistic joy, joy in the successes of others, joy in the accomplishments of others. Instead of thinking, oh, I don't think they deserve that, we acknowledge cause and condition. We don't even have to worry about it. Except the conditions were right. It could not happen. So we don't have to know the whole story. The good thing about rejoicing in the successes of others is that if I didn't have a good day today, somebody did, and I can rejoice in theirs. So I'm left without an excuse for rejoicing. Totally without excuse if I'm practicing. And breathing in and breathing out, we train. In this way, freeing the mind, liberating the mind, finding no fault, being at ease. And once we mix all of the ingredients, we sit. Experiencing what it feels like to not have aught against anyone. Just for this time, we're sitting. Experiencing what it feels like to have gratitude beyond gratitude. We sit experiencing this kind of state of mind. And noticing how unconstricted the mind is. And when we hold nothing in a personal way, that the mind is liberated. It does not rest anywhere. Only when we fasten to something does the mind become constricted and directed and tethered. But when we have no requirements, no demands on anyone or anything, or even on ourselves, then the mind is free. It's upon this platform of harmlessness and joy and a good heart that we begin to train. This is the starting point. This very method is what he gave to his son Rahula when his son asked, "How shall I do mindfulness that is of good benefit and of good result?" He gave them just these instructions that I gave you tonight. In Sutta number 62, in Majjhima Nikaya, in case you want to look it up. because he knew that the mind has to be elevated to a certain place before it can grasp the wisdom. And just sitting in this space of openness, willingness, availability. And I just got another signal, don't worry about the song right there. Just stay in meditation now.
You provide the
fire. The softening of the heart.
You provide the strength. I'm woken up inside. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up.
I desire virtue. I desire wisdom. I desire kindness. I will open up inside. I desire virtue. I do. I desire wisdom. Softening the heart. I desire kindness. I will open up inside. Till I overflow, I wanna run over, I wanna run over. Fill me up, till I overflow, I wanna run over, I wanna run over. Fill me up, till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. I wanna run over. 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 So you see, we have to make it alive. Yeah. Because it's really when we enter into it with our whole heart and with our whole mind that we can cross over that chasm of indifference and touch the other shore. And that shore becomes this shore for us. And we won't slip into a false sense of emptiness. But it'll be that kind of emptiness that is a receptacle for everything. Okay, so we're going to close tonight. I'm right on time. Oh, a little bit late.
No, you're early.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 8:48. So we're going to close by singing Heart of Gold tonight because I'm wanting to stay with a little openness and softness of the heart. Some of you may know this song by Neil Young, if you're at least like my age. And I want you to like just really open up with this. You know, the enlightenment factor of joy. He said, why should I be afraid of the pleasure that is not born of this world? And so he entered into that pleasure that was not born of this world. So I love these words. Can you make that a little bit louder?
Cue it up.
So I found this little part that you hear right here. That's like our cold, tight heart. You know how we usually are. We're like just digging through the drudges of life, you know. And then we hear the Dhamma, right? And the Dhamma starts to like do something to us. Yeah. Yeah.
I wanna live so, I need to give so. I won't stay stagnant in this heart so cold. A selfish rat race or open heart space. It's urgent now to choose a heart of gold. Yeah, I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for a heart of gold. Yeah, I'm getting old.
Got a cello player in my song group. They play the harmonica, they play the piano. We got music going on. And we write Dhamma songs.
I've been so self-absorbed that I have just ignored the eightfold pathway to a heart of gold. And what I wanna find, I won't find in my mind. By serving you, I earn a heart of gold. Awakening unfolds. Ooh, by serving you, I earn a heart of gold. Awakening unfolds. That's all I need to take me home. That's only half the show. To grow, I really know. Takes loving action and a kind outflow. The rest, just let go. Oh, yeah. here need loving action and a kind outflow. The rest just let it go. By serving you, I earn a heart of gold. Takes loving action and a kind outflow. By serving you, I earn a heart of gold. Awakening unfolds. Oh, oh. By serving you, I earn a heart of gold. Takes loving action and a kind outflow. By serving you, I earn a heart of gold. Back together. By serving you, I earn a heart of gold. Awakening unfolds.
May you be well and happy and peaceful. May no harm come to you and no danger. May you always be able to meet with the inevitable difficulties of life. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, we're going to work tomorrow, though.